Now that the 2022 legislative session is in the rear view, the majority of legislation that passed both chambers will take effect on July 14th, this summer, except for those bills that had an emergency clause attached to the measure. In those instances, the law takes immediate effect. One of those bills was House Bill 388, which authorizes the state treasurer to make the final decision on state contracts that the Legislative Government Contract Review Committee disapproves. In the rare instance of a government contract being disapproved, the final arbitrator was the Finance Department, which is part of the executive branch. The sponsor of House Bill 388 and co-chair of the Government Contract Review Committee, Representative Matthew Cook of House District 72, explains why moving disapproved contracts to the treasurer's office was the best solution for the Commonwealth.
What a better outside source of checking over a contract than the treasurer's office. And it's still an executive branch, but we have a separate constitutional officer that's an elected official that deals with finances on a daily basis, is now a third-party, unbiased opinion looking at these contracts.
Representative Cook added that the move is an additional part of the checks and balances that is vital to good government. Reporting from the state capitol in Frankfort, I'm Keith West.